This is Radio Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And as you may have heard, there's a little football game planned for this weekend.
It happens to be the most watched sporting event of the year and also a cultural extravaganza.
You might tune in for the commercials.
Or maybe the halftime show.
Maybe even for a few minutes of football. Well, joining us to talk sports, as he does every Wednesday, is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
This game is set to be the coldest Super Bowl since 1972, Bill, when the temperature was 39 degrees in Tulane Stadium in New Orleans. Meteorologist Bill Littlefield, what's the forecast for this weekend?
Is this where I get to say forget about it? Because it's in New Jersey. It's going to be cold, but presumably it looks as if the NFL is lucking out. There will not be, at least according to the forecast that I've seen, a blizzard.
So
that's good.
So is the cold weather keeping people away, or what do we know about ticket prices?
I don't know. I've heard some speculation that the cold weather or potentially cold weather is keeping some people away, and other people are staying away because their favorite team isn't in the Super Bowl. The ticket prices are ridiculous, but they're slightly less ridiculous than they would be if, say, the Giants were playing the Packers or something.
Well, I'm reading an average price, $3,449 for a seat.
Yeah.
That's down from
$11 million.
$11 million. Okay. So
the tickets that I bought to see the Olympics in 2012 in London were very expensive, but it was in London.
All right. That makes sense. So, Bill, when it comes to the Super Bowl, you can bet on just about anything.
Yes,
what are some
can.
Of the more exotic bets that are being placed this
you
year?
You can bet on whether the person singing the national anthem will screw up and forget the words. You can bet on what color the Gatorade will be. You can bet on who will catch the first pass or who will drop the first pass. There are over 400 what they call prop bets mm-hmm. available to you, and a prop bet is a bet that has nothing to do with the outcome of the game.
Mm. Speaking of the outcome of the game, we're talking about Seattle versus Denver. We haven't even mentioned that. Who do you like?
I like the orange Gatorade. okay. I'm thinking maybe $20 straight on the orange Gatorade.
Bill, I'm sure this is not news to you, but there are a lot of people who watch the Super Bowl just to see the TV ads and the halftime show. And I wonder how it is that the Super Bowl became so much more than the action on the field.
I don't know. But there are certain ads that are stuck in the collective cultural memory. And one of them is the one where the woman runs down the gray corridor between all the people who are paying attention to the screen and throws a hammer through the screen and launches a new era in computers.
Yes.
And
yes.
Another one, of course, is the halftime show. This isn't an ad, but the halftime show featuring the famous wardrobe malfunction.
Of Janet Jackson.
Yeah, these things simply never go away.
That was 10 years ago.
Exactly. And the ad was 20 years ago,
wow.
And yet people still remember it. And this is not true of other major sporting events. You know, an ad that runs during the NCAA Final Four or the World Series or even the World Cup is not likely to to grab on to the collective memory the way the Super Bowl ads
so,
do.
So, wait, why?
I think partly because they're incredibly expensive, partly because a huge number of people are watching, and partly because, as you suggested, this weird cultural fascination with ads that happen during the Super Bowl has sprung up. Who can explain these things?
All right. Well, if it's not the ads, it might be the football. But, of course, what most people care about this time of year,
yes.
Only a game Super Bowl haiku.
Yes,
move over Janet Jackson.
Time. 20 years of Super Bowl haiku.
All right. So share some of your favorites this year.
Okay. Would you like to hear a quasi-political one first?
Why not?
Okay. Goodell and Putin, big shots both, can only hope for no snow and snow. It may or may not be snow in Sochi. Here's one that that features Satan. So, Peyton Manning, you want one more Super Bowl? Done, cackles old Scratch.
Huh? How about one more?
Okay, let's see if I can find one more. How about this? Another political one. Chris Christie points, shouts, look, folks, Jersey, Super Bowl, no bridge to see here.
We should mention, for those of you who are starved for more, and we hope that that there are many, tomorrow, Bill and Only a Game regular Charlie Pierce will be appearing at WBUR's new monthly event series, WBUR on Tap, where they'll be giving a live preview of the Saturday show's haikus and talking all things football. The event is free, but reservations are required. So you can find more details on our website, radioboston.org. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
All right. That's Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Anthony.
Stay with us. Boston-based Gem Club is in our studios playing the textured and haunting music. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.